My name is Elaine. Is Elaine Kahn? My name is Elaine Kahn. I am 34 years, 34 years old. And my favorite song is Trisha. Trisha, isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. You guys, it's hunting season. I mean, not that like it ever wasn't, right? See, I just moved here from New York and I like don't miss a lot about it. But to be honest, I think it's like really rewarding to live in a city as obsessed with the word daddy as I am in New York. Like, I don't lie. Every morning I wake up and I just think, like, discover yourself. I mean, I'm the girlfriend who'd never cheat on you, daddy. I love telling the truth. It's just, to be honest, like, compulsive truth-telling is really, like, my artistic practice, even though, like, I reject the idea of, like, one transcendent truth. Like, what is that? The truth? Like, I don't get it. It's kind of like how I just, like, downloaded Tinder on my phone because, like, extreme thirst, or this whole thing about how my friend can't be an anarchist because he saw a Groupon for a drone. I guess if you want to act like everything is normal, we might as well act like everything is normal. Can you tell me what happened? I guess I'll tell you. Trisha Lowe lay in her white bed and rested her pretty pale cheek on her left hand because there was a diamond ring shining on its third finger, and she was so very, very, very happy in her new love dream. She had become a soul searcher in her own body and in her head. It was not easy, but reader, we must believe her. As the prized object, she thought, it's better to treat a man and his formal maneuvers as though one would a worm. Although, of course, this like method of flirtation, like fighting capitalism or whatever, is like flexible in its every application. But does he love me? Do I ask? It's like so lovely to know these things, or maybe lovelier not knowing. It'll be okay in the end. He loves me. Her innocent heart thrilled once more with thankfulness for that, the crowning mercy of a good man's love, which is indeed the greatest blessing heaven has in its power to bestow. She felt better. She felt better than better. She was fine. Anyway, this is already getting boring. So several days ago, not like in a nightmare, but in fact, I like came to a city that looked like the setting for a tragedy. There's this old white male poet. He was there, and we were hanging out in this restaurant. It was kind of hot. I'd, like, never seen someone order a steak and a martini that fast in my entire fucking life. Like, he had this, like, creepy comb-over, and he was all like, darling, the idea that capital is the enemy is, like, totally fucked. Because, like, capitalism has done more for gay rights than any other kind of grassroots activism, like Will and Grace and Disney and all that shit. He said, oh, look at my credentials. I've worked in enough warehouses where I've almost been killed by the dematerialized art object. What the fuck? He said, let me tell you, any punk kid who's got a thing for anarchist philosophy is some kind of fucking Civil War reenactor with a trust fund. But then, like, never. But then I was, like, sitting with my head on his knee, you know, and I just had to be like, oh, like, I kind of have a hard on just from, like, watching you talk like that. Oops. As if, like, men had a monopoly on murder, right? Thank you for accepting me into your life. Right, he gave you $20, but you would have been hysterical. You would have been hysterical if he had texted you. What, just because he has, like, a poem coming out, so now you also have a poem coming out. What is important is that we keep on fussing, Trisha Lowe thought. I'm outdated like that, I guess. What seems sensible is to ponder upon the trance-inducing formula that was used to create I feel love. To immerse oneself in the seductive choral pleas of a heavily reverb, now I need you, while you're working out the mechanics of chanting the second song, working the midnight shift. Oh my God. Do you guys like that we're sharing right now? Like, I love that we're sharing right now. Like, we're in like a community or some shit. Cause like, you know what this sharing does is like open us up to the fact that like the air we breathe is always traced by the expiration of the other, and that like vice versa, right? Like, there's like a difference that's produced in relation to breath, and if you're wondering how this works, it's really more like, you know, do you guys know Tumblr? It's like if you have like a memory of Tumblr, like your Tumblr dashboard, right? But it's like a screenshot of a dashboard on Tumblr that says like, do you guys watch Breaking Bad? Like, how many people has Walter White killed? And then like under that, it says like, how many people has Superman killed? And then like under that, it just says like, how many people has Taylor Swift dated? And you're like, wow, that like just really speaks to me, you know? So you reach for your inhaler because you're like that much of a dork to like really relate to really like relate to things in that way. And you just take this deep breath because, oh, Patricia Lowe thought. She had learned to hate personal inquiries in every shape and form. Surely there was no overt crook in this deal she had brokered with her fiancé, Chip E. McGuffin. Like, with him, the yield was sure to be good, and he had money and an exact sense of values, so, like, she and her youth had agreed. She, like, pressed her palm against her abdomen to staunch the spread of feeling. She had, for Providence's sake, begun to budget literally all the things that emerged to and from her mouth. Like a raisin, 2 apples, 10 words in 2 minutes, a banana, 4 in an hour, chicken soup, 99 words in a whole month, just to keep her place. And youth is like mystified despite this transcendent logic of hunger. It feels it's like somehow being consigned to something else short of ideal weight. Like youth feels like she has somehow strayed onto a blacklist in perplexity and suspicion. But who is she to argue? She thought all she wanted to do was to kiss Chip E. McGuffin's eyelids. All she wanted was for his regal scorn to beat down on her like a vertical sun. Placing her hand on her breast, she felt better. Indeed, she did. Youth leaves it at that. Sorry, it's just like, let's get back to the dad. I mean, we're always back to the daddy thing in the end, but it's just like men literally cannot conceive of my embodied experience, which is like fine, but why they gotta tell me so much about how they don't know about it, I don't know. Like, performing institutional misery doesn't make anyone smart. I mean, lol, please don't do it, like pray instead. But also fuck, because it turns out like praying and driving for me are both still daddy issues. So like, je suis daddy, okay, like I get it, I fucking get it. Don't hello daddy me, because like I embrace the terms of my subjection. It's something I yelled in a bar last week. And someone broke a bottle because, like, right, that's true. That's kind of punk. But the problem with punk is that men still get stoked about it. Like, when was the last time you met a white dude who was, like, really stoked about the conceptual formulation of the word daddy? Like, anytime I tell anyone about my daddy tattoo, which is, like, right here, by the way, they're like, I don't know, are you really sure you're making the right aesthetic, let alone political decision here? And I'm like, well, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know there was a correct one. But, like, it's just, like, I mean, what I mean when I invoke this bullshit is not that, like, I'm bad and he's good or vice versa. Just that, like, a daddy can only ever be a daddy through, like, the reflections of someone younger or some kind of, like, hereditary structure, right? Like, he doesn't ever get to write his own diary about it. Like, ultimately, what loving daddies really shows us is that everybody's always sitting on somebody's lap. It's just, you know, it's just like what Stephen Hawking said about the universe, you know? It's not like turtles. It's just like laps all the way down. Whatever, what are you going to do? Talk shit to me Marxistly? You're not better than us. You're not better. I'll sit on your lap, baby. You want me to? You want me to. Whatever. I let that old white poet fuck me. He like used a plastic bag with Lenin's face printed on it instead of a condom. He was like, you're revolting. Ha ha. Now's the time to go all the way. With difficulty, he slid over to the edge of the bed. It required a sustained effort. I was wheezing with my cheek against the rug and my mouth open. I was like, lol, extreme family planning much? He was like, you're so young, discourse matters, duh, don't be a fucking asshole. I mean, it's just sad, because like without a constant falsification of the world through other human beings, we probably couldn't live. I mean, if we managed to give up false judgments, it would basically amount to like a renunciation of life or like a denial of life. Look, we like know your average punk dude is like not a saint. We know there have been like different things rumored about him. Like, he's not like a clear revelation of nature. And so like we don't know what he's done. But this other daddy guy, everyone's always just like, I think he's just one of the people just like thrown in the pot, you know? I think they're all really just grabbing at straws. No, but like, hold on. He was in fear. He was like in fear of this woman. She was instilling fear. The next day she was all like, oh, the punch I made for my awful party last night turned to sorbet and I'm eating it with a heart full of love. Jesus, guys, look, I know. discourse produces desire. I mean, fuck it, desire produces discourse. But also, it took me years to figure out you can't have sex ironically, but like, hey man, don't let me stop you from trying. Okay, so like, slow down. Whoa, hold on. I don't want people to miss these details. Right, okay, so they signed it. They signed her forehead. Yeah, yes. So look, let's start with, unless we're being intellectually dishonest, the girl is at fault. Aesthetically, that's where we start? No way. Check the statute. That's where it starts. Then, no, because she's the victim here. Hold on a second. The girl is like 26, like 34. We like start there and then we look at the possible defenses. That's like what happens, okay? But like, you've got to see what she looks like. But like, you know, for like $200 on like Poetry Magazine or whatever. Stop. I got to like read the girl. Like, it's just for $200. Okay, everybody stop. Oh my God, stop. I was like lying on his rug, and he was like, you have a very cool heart. Trisha furrowed her brow, an intermittent buzzing noise, like comforting low-level hum was interrupting her reverie. The question to be asked here could be nothing apart from, like, what was the paradise that my bottom fell out of? Like, there could be none. Other, she scanned the scene before her. She imagined she could quell the wave of nausea that approached paradise. She concentrated on referring to pages from her own memory, grafting scenarios from like one average-looking day to another. Like shutting her eyes, she tapped a key in her head. She had this really big hard drive. One picture disappeared. Her head stayed blank. Another two keys were tapped. A series of photographs filled her mind's eye in rapid succession. She swallowed and kept scrolling. The list went on for pages and pages. She enhanced poems and art pieces people had admiringly dedicated to her. She adjusted conversational tones. Hey, do great reading. Sharpened entry points with her dirtiest secrets. Her lips thickened. Freckles were removed. Her hair became blonder. Professional equipment included a custom-designed color set entirely engineered for training purposes. She placed a sharp razor in someone's outstretched hand. Please remember, it became a voicemail message. I was just afraid that I was going to need to get some things lined up, which became an email, which became a rod, which became a mop, which became a poster of the MoMA, where event lineups were suddenly altered and more blood was spattered around crime scene photos. That familiar, filthy 80s porno sequence transformed into something a tad more cruel. Repeat, tap, keys, scanned images. She added a motion blur. If we get cut off again, I'll just try you. I've been okay with it because I've been so busy tomorrow the last few months. Yeah, but like, anyway, yeah, she's adding lens flare. Sure, darling, you clearly have a better sense of complicity than I do. She's adding graininess. He's got such great books in his office. Like most of them gifts. She's erasing people. She's inventing her own world seamlessly. Paradise, a cut under all the rest. Sorry about that, she said to herself hesitantly, because she didn't mean it. I think I'm entering the final stage of this video game. You can tell it's the end because it's always night and the enemies are harder. There's the ultimate evil waiting at the end, and then probably some badly written expository message of congratulations wedged in right before the end credits. Here are the people who had a hand in bringing this experience to you, presented as white text on a black background. If you look closer, though, bored by the list of collaborators, you see your own reflection in the glassy screen. You did this to yourself. Play again. Yes, no. There's just this terrifying sickness of knowing how the story ends. Basically, this whole natural landscape of signification or sorry, whatever starts and ends with men, am I right? Even if you've studied some of the ways in which the power circulates and affects you occasionally, and I know I fuck up, and sometimes, you know, because of drugs or planets, I've like aggressively wanted to, sorry, reconcile with some of them men, that is, I don't know. This is what I say, I mean the laughing at men, because the violence is unseeable, and I just like want not to die still, and still I want to die, like whatever, I just want to walk away laughing. I am I am. I'm sorry, years old. And my favorite song. And my favorite. I'm sorry. And my favorite song. I'm sorry. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? The Last Will and Testament of Tricia Lowe, in memory of Tricia Lowe, 1988 to 2001. Today we are gathered here on this sad occasion to hear the last will and testament of Tricia Lowe, who writes, I, Tricia Lowe of High Wycombe, Buckinghamshire, England, Great Britain, declare that this is my last will and testament. Article 1, Preliminary Declarations. Dear Mom, Dad, and Marcia, I think it's quite a nice feeling to know that in a couple of hours I'll be gone. I mean, yeah, I know I have to make you go through all my stuff, which is kind of a complete waste of time, and I know it'll make you sad, but it's still nice. I'm really sorry. I do love you guys, you know. I guess I just wanted to let you know. I'll say what I'm supposed to say, too. I'm sorry to create a grievous situation for you, and regret deeply that my decision will cause you great sadness. It's like there's this massive something on your head, heart, soul. It's like I wish I was going mad. School is killing me. And I suppose it would be okay if you just abandoned me and left me to die. I guess it kind of feels like you already did. I wish it would snow again. You know what? I don't care anymore. I just don't care anymore. I'm grateful. You've both given me everything I could have asked for, but at this point, it's just too strange coming back to people you only used to know. Someone once said, I'd never jump from a building, too much time to regret. But regret what? Killing yourself, your life, fucking up. There's too much in this world, we assume. Death always has that tempting, glossed over glamour to it. Some romanticism in slitting your wrists or even stepping off the edge of the Eiffel Tower. But this feels different, still clean though, easy. If you find this, it probably means you'll know eventually too about the X-Acto knife I keep under my pillows, so I guess I feel I should explain. I want to say I'm sorry, but I'm not. Everything seems so insignificant, like you're estranged from everything floating on air, and somehow it seems to make you view the world differently, I guess. I was just trying to cut all the bad out of me. Sometimes it seems you dabble in fate and death, and you wonder what it would be like, that first slash to the wrist, or the wavering between decision and doubt before you do it. Anyway, the first time I did it, I stabbed my own arm. It didn't break the skin, and I kept going and going until it went through the skin, and I pulled it out, and all the blood started trickling down my arm, and I just watched it, and it felt like it was releasing the pressure in my head, like releasing all the bad blood and maggots. I knew it wasn't maggots and stuff, but it was to me. When I've been in that state, I've come out of there disgusted, and when I get back to the house, I've cut again. When there is no feeling, when you're dead inside, the pain, the blood, it proves that I am alive, red and beautiful, and I can feel it again. It's just like I said to Aggie, I said, it's sad, you know, the way nothing really strikes me anymore. And she said, baby, you just gotta find something you really want to feel. But it's satisfaction, like when you find the right vein and there's blood enough to get down your wrist, but not enough to kill you. People live life on edge in other ways. This is how I live mine. When I'm gone, all my books are to be shared out among Skytry Kimei, Caroline, Willing, Andrea, and Janice, and those that they don't want can go to my sister, but it's not like she'll want them really because she hates me. Yeah, I guess I now probably won't have to revise for chemistry, sorry, but I'm not sorry for not being sorry. What I am sorry for is the grief this will cause you, and hope that you will always love me the same. Tricia, P.S., in case you need to get into anything. My email password is dollcollector. The key to my lockbox is in the underwear drawer in the school dresser to the top right. My bank account PIN code is 2189, and my locker combination is 654722. General provisions, I have entered neither into a contract to make wills nor into a contract not to revoke wills, any similarity of the provisions of my will to the provisions of the will of any other person, if any executed on the same or on different days than my will, shall not be construed of as evidence of such a contract on this 29th, on this 9th day of November 2001 in the city of New York, State of New York. I hereby sign this document and declare I hereby declare it to my last will. I belong a long way from here. Put on a poncho, sang for mosquitoes, and drank till I was thirsty again. We went searching through thrift store jungles. Found Geronimo's rifle, Marilyn shampoo, and Benny Goodman's corset and pen. Well, okay, I made this up. I promised you I'd never give up. If it makes you happy, it can't be the best. If it makes you happy, then why the hell are you so sad? If it makes you happy, it can't be that bad. If it makes you happy, then why the hell are you so sad?
Thank you.